Uh-huh. Liquor license?
A what?
A liquor license.
Traveling at the speed of thought.
Liquor license?
131 proof, bud, straight up. I'm fucking wasted.
It's a fucking drunk.
Liquor license?
Disappointed in me out here, Andy.
Liquor license.
Hey, yo, kid.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to part two of the liquor license. Hopefully, you're having a good time listening to the show. I mean, this is the second one ever, so really can't gauge it that well. Being inside the bedroom here instead of in the gentleman's den where we record LGR shows is just not the same. Things move around in the bed here, and listen, you hear this. Look, that's like 5 feet away from the recorder. I could watch this. That's back in my Wigger days. I could wrap that out. Sucker dog, dick, sucker dog, dick, sucker dog, dick. Okay, sorry. Anyway, so the past 30 days, and you probably heard the episode, probably a good 21 days ago, I have not been drinking. I gave it up for Lent. Okay. So, any of you Catholics out there, you also give things up for Lent. So, hope you're doing well on them. A lot of people stop eating McDonald's or wasting water or jerking off in their chick's face. Whatever it is that you guys do and you give up for Lent, good for you. I did it just as an excuse so I can say that I actually gave up drinking because people didn't think I could. So, I can. But I guess this would be a good time as any to discuss good ideas to do when you stop drinking, and or awesome stories that I have that I can now remember because I'm sober. So, I don't know if I can take these fucking headphones, this stinks. Scott said the whole time, last time we listened to the liquor license, I'm like, yeah, so anyways, the one time I got really wasted, and I don't want to do that, I want to be myself. I just put together a Looking Good Radio t-shirt, so if you guys want one, coming soon. This is going to be an exclusive on this show, not LGR. And by the way, too, here's a fun fact, because anybody who's listened to this show has listened to Looking Good Radio. So I gave up drinking for 30 days, and it's been quite annoying, but at the same time, whatever. It's actually been, like, better. Like, I've lost, like, 25 pounds. Just feel better in the morning. Oddly enough, don't have that much extra money, though, which is bothering me. But, so those times where I need, like, a stress reliever, don't want to smoke cigarettes, don't want to drink booze. So, like, I got some stickiest of the ickiest. Ooh, wait! Put it in the air! And, so I'm going to have a little bit of the stickiest of the ickiest. And, every day Luke comes in, he's like, man, it smells like weed in here. And, like, the first 2-3 times, I'm like, dude, I think it's this candle. I think the slob, like, ash their weed into the candle. So now every time that, like, I light it, it's going to smell like weed. And he's like, oh, that's weird. So that was just going on, like, 3 weeks. And every time he comes in, he's like, man, it smells like weed in here. I'm like, oh, yeah, man, it must be that damn candle. He believes it. I'm imagining he's not going to listen to the show, so this won't matter. But I'm just letting you know that that's, like, a funny inside goof I have going on right now. All right? He just thinks because of the candle it smells like weed when I'm outside smoking weed. And he can even, like, easily look outside and see me doing that. But either way, I've been thinking about the amount of times that, like, I've given up things for Lent. And it's always, since I've turned 21, it's always been booze. I remember at 19, I gave up soda. Man, that was tough because my dad used to, I go over to the corner store every day. The street I live down is a busy street, and there's a corner store, and I walk over there most of my life, every day of my life. And I remember he used to send me over there to get, like, cigarettes, Lark cigarettes that had charcoal filters. And, like, when I got to the age of 14, like, where I'm smoking cigarettes with buddies, I'd steal them from my dad. He'd open up, and there's actual charcoal in there. Like, you could just pull. I'm like, this is ridiculous. You shouldn't be smoking these. You know what I mean? But I say that a lot. You know what I mean? I'm like, who's it? Ernest. Rest in peace, Jim Varney. But so, I actually remember him smoking behind the fire hall. I had a pack of Larks, and we're smoking them. And I'm like, oh man, these are charcoal filtered. And as I'm smoking, I open it up, and I put out all this charcoal. I'm like, I never touch another Lark again. I really never touched cigarettes again. You know what I'm saying? Half of you are laughing, half of you aren't. But truth be told, yeah, man, like, that's just like charcoal-filtered alcohol. This is the liquor license, so I'll talk about liquor. But there's also charcoal-filtered liquor, like vodka. Like Wolfschmidt vodka that my parents used to get. That was like $9.99 for like a fucking handle of it. In a plastic bottle. $9.99. Like, obviously, it's like, I don't know. It makes you puke or whatever it does. But, you know, they love this shit. But, all right, getting back to my entire point way before was, what do you do when you stop drinking? And I talked to someone about it today. It was funny because they didn't know. And I ordered a drink for one of my, the league boulders who coming in my job. And I said, oh, can I get, you know, Sam Adams? You know, I'm getting them beer, you know, because they've always been cool to me and everything and bought me drinks in the past. So I'm like, oh, I'm going to get them beer, blah, blah, blah. And they're like, oh, do you want anything? I'm like, no, I give up drinks. They're like, well, okay. And the chick bartender's like, yeah, I did the same thing for a couple weeks. She's like, and then today I got up and I had like a drink and I was just bored. It's this chick, Bridget, who works with me. She's awesome, by the way. So any of you who know who I'm talking about, well, fuck, they're coming to get me, I guess. Anybody who knows who I'm talking about, she's awesome. And she's like, yeah, I had a drink. And I sat there and she's like, well, now I'm bored. So either I drink more or I don't. But I'm not doing anything physical. I'm not going to think. I just already had a couple drinks. Well, this is after she told me that. She already had a couple drinks. She's like, well, I guess I'll just sit here. Like, it sucks, man. Like, anybody out there who is an alcoholic like myself, you realize that. Like, once you have one, it's like, just there's no going back. The only fun part is going to be getting more or going to sleep. So if you have to work in 4 hours, it's not that much fun to start drinking beer. Which I'm starting to realize, like, there is no reason for me to get that fucked up before I go into work. I mean, well, there is, because there's nothing for me to do. I mean, I'm doing my job, and I'm doing just a great job at it. Thank you. Pat in the back. So you can probably hear that because of how good this microphone is. And, but I'm thinking about, okay, so what do you do? Like, everybody probably does the same thing. Oh, I'm going to stop drinking. I'm going to stop drinking. What I'm going to do, I'm going to get, like, much soda. But see, there's something. It's all sugar, it's all bloat you out, it's shit, it's garbage. What you gotta do is you gotta get like a bunch of bottles of water and just make that act as your soda and your beer, whatever it is. You need something, man. It's like people who smoke cigarettes, they don't really want the smoke. They don't really want the cigarette, all right? All they want is like, it's that thing that you do, it's in your hand, you're used to it now after however many years you've done it. Same thing drinking beer. You like that of the beer. Okay, here, hand. You know what? This is the sound that you probably miss if you're not a drunk. Right. Okay. Now, that was a soda. Either way, it could have been a beer. So you pound your Diet Soda, you pound your Diet Cokes, you pound your regular Cokes, what the fuck ever it is. Okay? It doesn't make up for the alcohol. So what do? You got to replace it with something. A lot of people do nicotine, like all these AA assholes. They say go outside and smoke cigarettes. That's gonna fuck you up more than alcohol most of the time. I mean, not technically to drive a car or, you know, to function as a human being, but it's gonna mess up like your lungs and your heart and everything. And I know alcohol messes up everything too, but I'm saying, like, I think cigarettes are way worse than alcohol, in my opinion. Maybe I'm wrong, but I'm not a doctor, but I would just say that cigarettes are probably way worse than alcohol. Okay, in terms of health problems later on. Even though you could get liver disease, and that's a real motherfucker, too. Something to think about. But, all right, so, like, the good thing is when you get off the booze, man, you feel better. Like, for a couple days, like, oh, I'm excited, this and that. So I'm like, yeah, man, I get, like, super pumped and shit. Like, I want to go do stuff. And, like, I, like, pull my shoulder out, twist my ankle because I'm being active. I never do these things. Well, yes, I do them. Yes, I do exactly these things when I'm drunk. But I'm saying is now I can't do them. So now in, like, these 30 days, I can't do a friggin' push-up because my whole left, like, from my shoulder, like, where my neck connects to my shoulder, down to, like, my forearm, it just is in pain. Like, if I go down and do a push-up, I just fall, because I can't put any pressure on it. I don't know what it is. I've been taking glucosamine. Doesn't work. I don't know. All I know is it's not alcohol to make me do this, and or making me break out. I always thought that my stupid fucking back knee was because of alcohol. You know, all the bad shit it gets put in your body. No, still breaking out. Still, my face looks like shit. My gut looks terrible. You know, all this shit's the same. The alcohol really hasn't had that effect. I still have just as little money as I did before. maybe this experiment was stupid. I don't know. Don't know what to tell you. But at least, you know, I'll tell you something like this. Any of these days that I have, like, smoked the stickiest, ooh-wee, I've woken up and, like, okay, well, I'll go about my day. But all those days, man, where you get fucking bombed. And, okay, for all you listeners, Goody Mob, I'm going to call you guys L squared, liquor license. I could call you L cubed, liquor license listeners, but that's gay. Anyways, L squared. I'm saying that if I go out and I get, like, shithoused, I'm going to come, I want home beers. I have, like, different types of beers. You have road beers, okay, which are normally like a 16 ounce. Me, preferably, I like the Chelada, okay, if I'm going to a Dodgers game and or a concert and or to a bar. I like the, it's Budweiser mixed with tomato juice. Chelada, 16 ouncer. Is it? No, fuck no, it's a 22 ouncer. I apologize. Ooh, boy, I almost sold myself short there. I shouldn't sell myself short because I'm a tremendous slouch. 22 ouncer, that's a good going out beer. But then for home beers, you got to have a couple, you know, like a six-pack. Home beers is what I call them. Then you got, like, party beers, which are the ones you don't give a shit about. You know your buddies like Bud Light, so you take Bud Light. Okay, you could drink it. Me, I'm a Miller Lite guy or anything. I don't like Bud Light. All my fucking faggot friends in the Midwest, they like Bud Light. Okay, you guys, here's Bud Light. You know, drink them. I'll have, like, nine of them. You have the other nine. Cool. Fine. I'm sure you guys deal with that all the time. Homeboys used to come to my house to watch football games. I'm talking T-Lish, Coves, Jackie, Barber, all these homies, they used to come to the house, and I'd be like, okay, we'll bring beer or whatever. The best shit was Tim would always show up. Now, oddly, because all the beer would be gone, because it was a Saturday night before, now it's a Sunday, and I'd wake up at 10:30 a.m. on the couch, and my mom would have bought me, like, McDonald's pancakes after she went to church, and I didn't go with her, so I already had to hear about not going to church. Number two... Why are you hungover? Why eating the pancakes? Well, you bought them for me, bitch. I mean, what do you want me to do? You know? Sorry. But McDonald's pancakes on a Sunday after getting shithouse is awesome. But anyway, so... You have the hotcakes, whatever. And now the Bills games are on at, like, you know, noon or whatever. Eastern time. And, all right, just we'll bring over beer. We'll order, like, a sheet pizza, blah, blah, blah. So Tim would come over. And T-Lish had, like, the fucking Tim's grab bag of shit in like a brown paper bag, because they had a regular fridge like every normal human being, and then they also had like a fridge in the basement that was just alcohol and nonsense, and in that fridge was just, I don't know, Mike's Hard Lemonade, Zima, beer, wine coolers. So he came over and he'd like sit on the side of the couch. We had a sectional couch that looked like a L or a U minus the one side, whatever. And he'd sit on one side, put the recliner up, and he'd just set the paper bag next to him, which would have a Zima, a wine cooler, like three Miller High Lifes in it. Okay, he was content. Then Logan would come over, and he'd bring like a six-pack of like Natty Ice. Okay, you can't even find a six-pack of Natty Ice, and he'd find it somewhere for $3. Bring it over. This is why fucking Logan's doing good, man. Like, he's married, Albany lawyer, this kind of bullshit, because he pulled shit like this. He's half Jew, in my opinion, but Jews out there don't be angry at that comment. I'm saying he is, and you are good with your money, so good for him. And he's not Jewish, but he should be Jewish because he acts that way. Okay, so he'd bring over like Natty Ice, put it in my fridge. All right, so where are your parents? I'm 21. We had like a summer home, which wasn't a summer, it was a trailer 20 minutes away from the house. It was like in a fucking trailer park. And my parents would go spend the weekend there, like Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and I would just be home because I worked. But Sunday, I always head off. I'd hang out with the homies, watch football, get fucked up, dusted, drink beers, whatever. This was like my dorming. I never got to dorm. So this was like my time where I could actually have fun and like dorm. So Kovalescu would come over, and he'd always bring something like a Michelob Amber Bach. This is way before, I'm talking like 10 years ago. Where they'd have like six packs, like your better six packs, where they cost you $8 for a six pack. And you're like, oh man, it's the good stuff. And he'd get it, bring it over, put it in the fridge. And now Logan would go in, knowing he brought the shitty beer, grab one of Cove's fucking Amber Box, crack, and be like, yo, can I have one? After he already cracked, but yo, dude, you might have had this. Go. I'm like, that's kind of fucked. I didn't even care. You know, I'd be ordering the pizza time for $12, 15 pieces of pizza, doggy, big ass pieces too. From Ronnie's son, cheese and pepperoni every time, as the Bills got their asses. They got their shit pushed in big time. But, man, I just, those days are way missed right now. Living at home, just, you know, just drinking, being a shithead. It's ridiculous to think about. See, this is the sober Brandon side of the Liquor License Podcast. Is just considering the ideas, like, man, that shit used to be so much fun. Now you have, like, bills and bullshit. I don't have kids, I'm not married. The fucking bills are ridiculous. Not the Buffalo Bills, they're ridiculous too, but I'm saying, like, just personal bills. And that song, Bills, Bills, Bills by Destiny's Child, that song sucks too. But, like, oh, man, just being able, like, I don't know how I'm a functioning alcoholic. The amount of money I spend on booze, but the amount of money everything else costs, it's sick. I should make some fucking swish. Get you good and drunk. I don't know where the hell I was going. Okay, so Logan would take the fucking beer, and he'd start drinking it. And then the next week, he'd come over and be like, oh, dude, I left four of them last week, so I'm just going to have these beers. And it's like, dude, you left four garbage-ass beers, and now you're going to take, like, my Michelob fucking Ultra, or I don't, whatever the fuck we had. And, see, I wish I wasn't a beer snob or a piece of garbage that I am, because I would just let these things go. But no, I don't. And this is the same comment, like, I just talked about this. We shot, like, a fucking skit with Kirk Vox, a comedian, and we're all having a beer. Not like we're fucking doing keg stands or beer pong or sticking a fucking, like, a tube up our asshole and just pouring cans of beer into it. Nothing like that, dude. We're all sitting around having a beer talking about the shoot. Kirk Vox walks up. I'm like, yo, dog, you want a beer? No. Okay. Then he goes, okay, maybe I'll take one for home. So he takes a fucking bottle of beer, puts it in his coat pocket, and takes it home. Luke doesn't understand why I'm so upset about this, but it's an aggravating situation. I mean, who does something like that? As an alcoholic, listeners out there, L squared, liquor license, I'm saying, like, if you have your liquor license, like I do, like my listeners do, you don't pull some kind of, like, little kid bullshit like that. You just, yo, dude, have a beer with the boys, man. I mean, the boys, you chipped in, got something nice, a sweater. I'm saying, like, you hang out. You have a good time. I don't know, dude. I'm the same guy who just said I like to have home beers when I come home, but I make sure I have home beers. I'm not going to take it from somebody's house and bring it back. Not saying I haven't done that, but I'm saying most of the time I try not to do that. Okay? That's what I don't understand. Like, my buddy Rob Bass, now he's got a fucking kegerator, dude. I don't know how he's not just shithouse all the time. And you just have, like, an open keg to you all the time. That doesn't make any sense to me. But luckily, the last 30 days have taught me, like, I don't want to, like, bowl a bad game and come home and be by myself and put on headphones, listen to a podcast, and get shithoused and, like, trip over things and rip apart my leg and sprain my ankle and be a complete misery the next day or the next 2 days. I'd rather just, like, man, drink socially, dude. But we all know, anybody listening, this isn't going to happen. So, well, it's funny to, you know, laugh about right now. But at the same time, like, I don't know. I'm thinking back, man. Think about all you guys. Think about that first time when, like, you didn't think you were an alcoholic. But you're like, that first time you're like, yeah, I need a beer. I need, like, I need some alcohol in me right now. For me, it had to be, like, I had to be 2021, I'd say. I mean, I definitely drank before that, I'm saying, but, like 2021, doing landscaping, and, like, I'm working 7 a.m. till 3:30 p.m., and then 4 p.m. till 9 p.m. under the table for another landscaping company. 9 o'clock rolls around, we're all hanging out, and, like, let's get some beers, man. Get some down ya. Scott Murphy knows what I'm talking about. I'm saying, like, get some down, you piece of shit. Like, you know, you get some beers in you. You go home, you take a shower, you go to sleep. I mean, it's like the end of, but you needed that beer in you. Like, it was perfect for those kind of jobs. Some of those dudes never get out of that phase, I think. Like, the dude who owned the company, like, he had just done that before he started the company. Now he just does that, and that's why we're doing it. And maybe, like, you know, he's facilitating our alcoholism because he employs us and provides the beers, possibly. You know, maybe I do, maybe I don't. I don't know. Maybe I like to have drinks at work, and I put them in my backpack and have them in the break room. I never said that. I'm just saying that's a possibility. Okay? 30 days ago, maybe I did that. Today, I didn't. Fuck your face. All right? I'm saying I'm all right. No fucking around. When where I worked was where, like, it was the shit. It was like me and the other manager I used to work with. He'd like send me to the store to get like an 18 pack. And me and him would kill an 18 pack, and I'd make a beer pyramid on my desk at work at like 9:30 at night, and then bounce and go home and like party and shit. It was awesome. I still live for those days. It's like the first time you ever get drunk, the first time you ever get high, first time you ever have sex. You always crave, like, maybe not the first time you ever have sex, because like for dudes it's very embarrassing, for girls it's very painful. So you don't always want to go back to that. But like the first time you get high, the first time you really got wasted without like puking and getting in trouble, you always want to go back to that. You always want to have that feeling of like, man, this is so much fun. Like, you know, we can get in trouble. Once you turn 21, it's not fun anymore. I guess if I'm smoking pot, it's still kind of fun for people around the country, especially dudes in Buffalo, because it's not legal there yet. Out here, it's legal, so it's like, it doesn't even make sense anymore. It's like, not fun. But like, I don't know. I don't know what can still be fun. I mean, doing graffiti, I've done it. I don't know. Like, having sex with young chicks. I mean, I don't know, dude. That shit's not fun, dude. I'm saying, like, this picture, again, like I just said earlier, picture that first time you actually, like, needed a beer, like, not to get through the day, but, like, to end your day. Same thing, like, picture that first time that you got, like, baked. You got wasted off some drinks. Not even hard alcohol. Like, you had a bunch of beers, and you're just like, man, this is a fun time. And the next morning, you woke up, you remember everything, and you had a good time. And you got home safe. You know, because there's been enough fucking times, man, that I can remember where I woke up the next day like, how the hell did I get home? Remembering that I drove, and that's fucked up. That sucks. That's why I don't have a car right now. I never got in trouble. Never did anything. I just refused. I had, like, there was accidents that happened in the past that didn't involve me, but it was a car I owned. And I'm just like, wave my hands of it. I don't want the car. I don't want it. I'll walk to work. I move closer to my job. Dude, if I'm going to be out having fun, don't put me behind the wheel. Not saying I'm going to crash it, but I don't even want to have the idea that I'm going to. That's how you guys should be, man. I'm saying, like, everybody's going to, they're going to get fucking smashed. They're going to have fun. You know, hopefully, that's what America is, but don't, you know, don't drive, dude. I don't know. I'm not trying to preach. This is me being preachy because I haven't drank for, like, fucking 30 days. Okay, give me, like, 300 days and then see, like, how wound up I am. You know what I mean? Not going to happen, but I'm just saying, like, if that were the case, way different story, you know? I just mean, like, you know those times, every one of you listening right now has had one of these times, you're like, you wake up, and, like, your cell phone's on the ground, your keys are right next to your face, you're, Luke just sneezed, dude, Luke's listening, what a piece of shit, fuck you, Luke! Anyway, sorry, but, like, you wake up, and, like, you're like, how the fuck did I get home? Like, your underwear are, like, at your knees. And you didn't, you start, like, okay, protocol. Did I shit my pants? Did I pee in the bed? Did I puke? And you start to look around everywhere. No. Okay, good. All right, keys, good. Cell phone, good. Cash. And then everyone does that thing. They count through their cash, and they're like, motherfucker, I went out with $120. How do I have $32 left? Everybody does that. And, like, a whole shit house full of change. Unless you play billiards or darts or something that night. And you're like, okay, and then you start doing this thing where, like, you text your buddies, and you're like, dude, was I an asshole last night? And they're like, no, man, you gave me a ride home, you're fine. And you're like, okay, that's good. And you text somebody else, like, did I text you last night and say anything really shitty to you? And they're like, no. Like, okay. So then you go about your day, like everything was fine. Then it hits, like, 5 p.m. Some motherfucker out of the blue is like, you fucking piece of shit, you know what you did last night? And then you're like, oh, boy, this is what I've been waiting for the whole time. Then you get it, like, you spit in my face and you took my money. And this is, I'm not saying this has happened to me. I'm just giving it as an example. And you're like, yep, I was waiting on that. I thought I was, like, fucking clear on this one, and I'm not. But, anyways, I'm saying is that maybe, even though you're listening to a show called The Liquor License, it would be better not to have that last drink and just to enjoy yourself. And maybe I'm doing this as a religious experience for me to not do it. But maybe I'm trying to tell you something as well. And if you decide to do it, go get your fucking 30-day chip. Oh, do you get a 30-day chip? I should get one, man. from AA. That'd be tits. I never have done AA, but I should get a chip, right? 30 days. That's a month. You should get like a fucking chip. That'd be awesome. It would be awesome if they give you a chip like the Jews have, or the gold ones, and you can open it up and it's a piece of chocolate and you eat it. For some reason, they're so much more fun when you have to unwrap things. You know? Like fucking Maker's Mark, because it has that goddamn Maker's Mark whiskey. It's got like the fucking candle wax on it, and you gotta peel the fucking stupid shit off for you. You're like, alright, enough already. I just want the goddamn whiskey. So I had this beer too. It's called The Abyss. I don't know who makes it, but it was a delicious beer. It was like a 98% like rating. And it had black candle wax on the top. I had to peel this fucking candle wax off. Okay. And then pop the cork of it. It's like, enough for a beer, dude. If it's a delicious beer, let me have it. I don't want to go through all the work for it. It just seems annoying. That's my opinion. Sorry. Just saying. But I need you guys got to tell me, like, right in. I mean, think about it. By the time you hear this episode, it's about to be Easter. I'm about to go back on the wagon. Okay. I'm about to be shithoused. Maybe. Luke's nose is running. I can hear you, Dick. He's got like a glass against the door. Piece of shit. I can't do this with him in the house anymore. It's just annoying. But all right. So again, send comments to the show, dude. Liquor license part two, bitch. I hope you guys have a good month until I talk to you solo. But besides that, like, fuck your faces. Peace.